This is what you've been waiting for, fans. The college football season is over. The draft season has begun. Now we get into who wins the awards, who will win, who should win, and who got left out. We're going to get into that right now on Locked On NFL Draft.
You are Locked On NFL Draft, your daily podcast covering the NFL Draft. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Locked On NFL Draft. And we want to talk to you guys real quick about Stat Hero. It's the first of its kind, a daily fantasy sports platform where it's you versus the house. In head-to-head fantasy matchups, winner-take-all, sign up for free right now at stathero.com/lockedon and use the promo code LOCKEDON for 100% deposit match. And as always, we are back for another episode of Locked On NFL Draft. I'm your host, former NFL and NFL defensive back Eric Crocker, and I have with me my guy Ryan Tracy and Rob Rang. Rob, how you doing? I know you got a new article you're working on.
I am doing well, Eric. As always, thanks for having me on. And yeah, the new article on foxsports.com is basically breaking down this year's college football awards. And, you know, it's almost like the Oscars in Hollywood. I mean, in terms of all the regalia and the red carpet, and it just seems like every single year there's more and more awards. But the majority of them are going to be given away today on Thursday. And so I'm eager to kind of break them down and talk about who won, who should win, and who got snubbed a little bit.
I'm really looking forward to that. Now, one's already been given away, right? And we probably had a conversation about that earlier in the week that I should have mentioned that. But what was your take on the Buckus Award and what went down with it?
You know, I was a little surprised. N'Kobe Dean from Georgia, really a good football player. Don't get me wrong. I think that he is deserving to be the second Georgia Bulldog ever to win that award. But at the same time, I really thought that the best looking linebacker in college football this season plays for the Pac-12 champions, not the SEC runner-ups. And that being Devin Lloyd from Utah, I thought that the four interceptions that he had so far this season, as well as one in the Pac-12 championship game, just really proving that that Utah's big win over Oregon was no fluke. They just did it again. And Devin Lloyd being a big part of that. I was surprised that Lloyd didn't get a little bit more love on that type of a stage.
I was surprised by that too. But, you know, there are other categories. I know he's listed here in a couple of other things. When we move on to Defensive Player of the Year from Bednarik, that's a different group. Finalists, Will Anderson, I think very deserving. Jordan Davis, we talked about. Kyle Hamilton, we talked about. Thibodeau, we talked about. Where are you? Who should get this award for the best defensive player in America?
Well, for me, the guy who I think should win it would be Will Anderson Jr. I mean, he's just been absolutely fantastic for Alabama. I mean, obviously, you're talking about the Crimson Tide here, who are now the number one ranked team in the country, you know, basically obliterated University of Georgia in Atlanta for the SEC championship. And Anderson was spectacular on that stage. I mean, six tackles, two for loss, a sack. He led the country in sacks. He led the country in tackles for losses. I mean, this guy was eligible for this year's NFL draft. I think that he might only be competing with the quarterback for Alabama as well, Bryce Young, both of them sophomores, both of them ineligible this year, of course. But if either one of them were available, I think you're talking about the number one overall selection. But the fact that neither of them are available, of course, just makes Alabama that much scarier, not only this season, but next year as well.
I was going to say, because Will Anderson is – we've talked a whole lot about Thibodeau. We've talked a whole lot about Aiden Hutchinson. Do you think he's kind of the forgotten man because he's not draft eligible?
Yeah, I think that's why everybody is kind of focusing on those draft eligible guys. You know, I mean, it makes some sense, you know, but Will Anderson was spectacular a year ago. You know, but at the same time, he wasn't this dominant. And so I think that he has just taken his game to a whole other level. And obviously the SEC competition that he is facing just makes it that much more impressive. The fact that Alabama has lost as much talent on the defensive side of the ball as they did, you know, again, for Anderson to be able to take that next step forward, to me, is spectacular. But yeah, I think that that's one of the reasons why that, you know, that maybe Anderson hasn't gotten as much national attention is because he is just a sophomore. There has been so much buzz about Thibodeau, about Aiden Hutchinson as well. And frankly, I think there's a little anti-Alabama bias going on right now. I think there's a lot of people across the country, gentlemen, who are a little bit sick of the Crimson Tide because, damn it, they're good, you know, and people just get sick of that a little bit. But at the same time, you got to kind of tip your cap to Nick Saban and all the coaches there have done, whether they be the coaches, whether they be recruiters, and certainly the players. Crimson Tide, I mean, they say the roll tide. I mean, the tide continues to roll.
Well, the Tide has a guy in the next award that we should talk about as well. And I think this one's really, really interesting. The Biletnikoff comes down to Jordan Addison, sorry, from Pittsburgh, David Bell, and Jameson Williams, like a one-year guy. This is really interesting to me that there aren't some other names in it. But overall, how do you feel about this particular one?
You know, I think this is going to be one of the most interesting awards. I'm happy that you mentioned that, Ryan, because I think that you could make an argument that none of the three of these guys really deserve to be there. And that's with all due respect to Jordan Addison, who I ultimately think probably is the guy who wins this award. You know, he just led the country in touchdowns this past season, 17 touchdown receptions this year. That's two more than anybody else in the country. So it's pretty hard to argue with those statistics. But at the same time, he also has one heck of a quarterback in Kenny Pickett throwing the football to him. And so it's a little bit easier to play wide receiver when you got a quarterback of that caliber throwing the ball to you. And then same thing with Jameson Williams. We just talked about with the Alabama quarterback Bryce Young. Again, when you transfer from a program like Ohio State, that I think they are some of the snub receivers here that absolutely deserve to have been invited to New York City, where they're going to be handing out this year's awards, then I really was surprised you didn't see more of those Ohio State receivers there. But maybe the committee there already feels like they've got a Buckeye in Jameson Williams. As you mentioned, Ryan, he comes into Alabama, is absolutely spectacular. Again, going back to the SEC championship game, to me, he was one of the standouts there. Mechie as well, and unfortunately went down with the injury, but you saw Jameson Williams take over that game at times, just with his athletic ability, his deep threat ability. You know, so, but to me, the guy that's really interesting would be David Bell. And the reason I mentioned David Bell is because he was spectacular this year as well, despite the fact that Purdue does not have the elite quarterback talent that, you know, Alabama and Pittsburgh have. And then when you look at who Purdue played this year, and more importantly, who they beat, when they beat Iowa and Michigan State, both those two teams ranked in the top five, and David Bell went off in those two games. And so I think that there is a chance that David Bell might be a kind of a surprise winner for the Biletnikoff this year.
I like that one. You know, the asterisk against the big time games. You mentioned my guy, Jared Stearns, is one of the guys that got snubbed. I appreciate that. Just want to point that out. there's a lot of awards we're going to go over. We're going to get to more of them coming up and what they mean for these guys as we talk about the draft process and where they rank as prospects.
But first, we want to talk to you guys about Stat Hero. All right. And listen, no one plays daily fantasy sports to lose, and winning feels so much better. But the traditional fantasy sports, they're a long-term losing proposition because you never know who or what you are up against. All right, Stat Hero is the first of its kind. It's a daily fantasy sports platform where it's you versus the house in a head-to-head fantasy matchup, winner take all. And listen, this is the crazy part about it. You know, Stat Hero, it shows you their lineups before you even play. And you handpick the team that you want to face one-on-one. This has never been seen before. It's super innovative. And, you know, when it comes to fantasy sports or betting hybrid, has Stat Hero players clocking odds that are, you know, four times better. So why would you do this? Well, you do it because you don't have to compete against thousands of experts or unknowns. Stat Hero puts you in control of your fate. With Stat Hero, you are in control of your stakes. You decide how much you are going to play for. And Stat Hero has no choice but to take it because they are daring you to beat them. All right, so Stat Hero, it's a head-to-head, and it's a daily fantasy should be one-on-one. All right, now, where are you going to go? You guys are going to go to sign up right now for free at stathero.com/lockedon and use the promo code locked on for a 100% deposit match. Again, that's stathero.com/lockedon and use the promo code locked on.
As we get into it, there's a number of awards, and I always get these two confused. Back to back, we're going to talk about the guys that stand out, just not just at their position, not just in their area, across the whole thing. And first, the Maxwell Award. You have finalists in Pickett, Kenneth Walker, the running back from Michigan State, and Bryce Young, the young Alabama quarterback. We'll talk about some of the snubs as well, because there's a lot to this. Who stands out to you, Rob, in terms of the guy that should be getting this award?
Well, I think the guy who should be getting the award, again, is Bryce Young. And I'm going to sound like a broken record here. I think that that he could return to the capstone with a whole bevy of trophies this year. But at the same time, I would really like to see a guy like a Kenny Pickett win this award. The Maxwell Award is an award for the outstanding all-around football player. And the reality is that Kenny Pickett was a solid quarterback for much of his career at Pittsburgh, but he returned for his senior season and obviously had a spectacular breakout campaign. And I always think that it's a player like that gets rewarded. Now, he's going to get rewarded. When he gets selected likely in the first round, then he's going to get plenty of reward. And I think that if you're making the same argument for Kenny Pickett, you could make for Aiden Hutchinson as well. But he was one of the snubs. And I think that the fact that Kenneth Walker III came from Wake Forest, was able to go to Michigan State and be absolutely dominant, a big reason why the Spartans had the big season that they had. I think that he deserves some credit as well. But to me, again, the improvement that we saw from Kenny Pickett, the fact that he does play that premier position, and let's face it, quarterbacks get all the attention when it comes to these awards, deservedly or not. That's just what happens. So Kenny Pickett is the guy who I think that is going to wind up winning. But again, I think that Bryce Young is the guy who should win, because I think that he's had the best season against the best competition, and right now is fielding the best team in college football.
You know, yeah. I don't always agree that the quarterbacks have to be the best player. They might be best at their position. The Walter Camp Award, on the other hand, actually recognizes some defenders. I know that makes Eric happy, me too. But when it comes down to them, it seems like a more even field, so to speak, with Jordan Davis, DT from Georgia, in there, along with Hutchinson, Pickett again, Walker again, and Bryce Young again. So does this change a different organization making the vote, that kind of thing, maybe less ambiguity or less bias against the draft-eligible guys versus the young kid versus the Alabama thing? How do you see this one coming down?
Well, again, the Walter Camp Award is another one that historically has just not given much attention to defensive players. And in fact, it's, in the last 40 years, we've only seen two defensive players that have won this award. I mean, let me repeat that. In the last 40 years, we've seen two defenders. That would be Monte Teo from Notre Dame, linebacker, of course, and then obviously the one of the great great defenders of all time, Charles Woodson, the only Heisman Trophy winner as a defensive guy in quite some time. I would love to see Aiden Hutchinson win this award for exactly the same reason I just mentioned Kenny Pickett a moment ago. Just him, and Aiden Hutchinson is a really good football player even early on at Michigan, but to go down with the leg injury that he didn't have to return, but to do so, to be an inspiration to Michigan and to see the way that they, they were the one of the very first teams I think in history to enter a season unranked and now be going to the college football playoff. I mean, I think Aiden Hutchinson deserves as much of that credit as frankly as Jim Harbaugh does. Just the way that he was such inspiration. So to me, I think that whenever we're talking about like the Walter Camp Award or any, frankly, the Heisman Trophy Award, Defensive Player of the Year Award, any of those awards, I think that Aiden Hutchinson needs to be walking out of there with another quarterback helmet under his arm, as well as an award, because he was absolutely spectacular this season.
Now, who do you think is next?
Well, in this, I think that, C.J. Stroud from Ohio State, and everybody gives so much attention to the Buckeye wide receivers, and I think that's, all due respect to them, and they're spectacular. But I think that C.J. Stroud deserves a lot of credit as well. Consider what the Buckeyes lost in Justin Fields, and then they have C.J. Stroud come in, and he's actually been the more accurate quarterback. again, he lost some luster. There's no question about it, losing to Michigan. But to me, he is one player that that deserves a little bit of attention. And I love that you asked about the snubs because, you know, one player that we have not talked much about, we've mentioned Kyle Hamilton, the free safety from Notre Dame, and he is another guy who I think got snubbed. But Breece Hall from Iowa State, talk about consistency. If we're talking about the best player in college football, regardless of position, every single game this year, Breece Hall ran for at least a touchdown. And the vast majority of them, he ran for over 100 yards as well. He did the exact same thing last year also. And so to me, if you're talking about consistency, and that's what the Walter Camp Player of the Year Award is, in my opinion, then I think that Breece Hall absolutely should have been among the players who was considered a finalist.
The last one in this group that we got to talk about, the Davey O'Brien Award, the National Quarterback. We've talked about almost all of these guys already. We know where you stand on those. We know who will probably win it. I want to talk about the snubs there. You beat me to it, Eric, because you mentioned a couple of guys. I don't understand how somebody like Desmond Ridder, who leads an undefeated roster right now into this playoff, and a guy like Bailey Zappe that is throwing it all over the yard consistently all season long gets snubbed in this one. We're talking about quarterback play itself in this award, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's what's frustrating to me. I mean, I'm literally losing hair, gentlemen, over this kind of stuff because I just don't understand, especially Bailey Zappe. I mean, just the statistics are just mind-boggling. I mean, he didn't just lead the country in passing touchdowns. I mean, he obliterated everybody else. You know, I mean, if you compare what he did to what Joe Burrow did a couple of years ago, and again, Joe Burrow is playing for LSU, he's won for a national championship. But at the same time, Bailey Zappe's numbers are just through the roof, you know, and so to me, he deserved some attention here. I have, again, all due respect to the underclassmen quarterbacks. C.J. Stroud from Ohio State was one of the finalists. Bryce Young, as we talked about before, and of course, Kenny Pickett also. But I really thought that Bailey Zappe deserved to be there. As you mentioned with Desmond Ridder, I mean, for an undefeated team, you know, going to the playoff, I mean, I think that Desmond Ridder deserved to be there, especially considering what a leader he is. To me, that's so critical at the Davey O'Brien Award, you know, honoring quarterbacks specifically. And then I'll mention Jake Haener as well from Fresno State. I mean, I really think that considering the fact that he basically was also ran at the University of Washington, they picked Jacob Eason over him. And then Jake Haener goes to Fresno State and then just lights up the entire West Coast. I mean, there was nobody in the West Coast, at least in my opinion, who was better at the quarterback position than he was this past year. And yet everybody wants to talk about, you know, the Pac-12 guys, the Mountain West guys, you know, all that kind of stuff. You know, Jake Haener to me really was spectacular. I think that he deserved a little bit more attention in this regard as well.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to talking about probably Eric's favorite award. We'll get to that right after this.
Yeah. All right. But first, we want to talk to you guys about On Location. And the Super Bowl 56 at SoFi is less than 100 days away. And what are you going to do? You're going to use On Location. That's the official hospitality partner of the NFL. You know, it's the only place to score a once-in-a-lifetime Super Bowl ticket and experience package. You know, you select your exact seats that you want, and you choose from an elite experience featuring an exclusive pregame celebration with NFL legends, five-star LA hotels, and food by none other than the great Wolfgang Puck. Excuse me. Visit onlocationexp.com/SB56 for more information or search Super Bowl On Location. That's onlocationexp.com/SB56 or search Super Bowl On Location. And while you are there playing, you know, watching the Super Bowl, picking your seats out, go ahead and pick some bets too, some props over at Bet Online. All right, Bet Online has you covered for all season props, more odds, bets, and lines than ever before as football season continues to march through the playoffs. Bet Online remains your number one spot for all sports action this season. Head over right now to the new updated desktop and mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. Now, from football, basketball, baseball when it's in season, NHL, boxing, UFC, right down to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all these amazing offers that are available throughout the 2021 season. All right, that's Bet Online. Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your favorite sports. Bet Online, where the games start. So I think it's time. I think it's time to talk about the guys that really, you know, should get the most attention throughout all this. And it's the Jim Thorpe Award, baby. You know, the best defensive back in the country. And there are a good amount of names. And, you know, the first name that's listed as one of the finalists is Kobe Bryant. And I think that's big because Sauce Gardner has gotten all the love. Everybody's paid so much attention to Sauce Gardner, and maybe he is the better pro prospect. But he's one of the first finalists. Who else stands out on this list for you?
Well, as you mentioned, I mean, Kobe Bryant, you know, he has better statistics, you know, for Cincinnati. And again, it's the same conversation we were having previously with Desmond Ridder at the quarterback position. You know, I think one of the biggest reasons why the Cincinnati Bearcats are going to be playing for a possibility for a national championship is because of their secondary. And so whether it be Sauce Gardner or whether it be Kobe Bryant, again, I think you're talking about two top 50 NFL draft selections. And with Kobe Bryant having the better statistics is the upperclassman of the two, then I think that he does deserve to be in this conversation. That said, I don't know he's been quite splashy enough, especially considering, again, who he has playing on the opposite side of him, the fact that Cincinnati does have a great pass rush in front of him, that I don't know that he wins this award. But to me, this is going to be one of the fascinating ones because I think you can make a strong argument for all three of these guys. The other one being the Oregon safety, Verone McKinley. Oh my goodness, he's a spectacular player. You know all about him, and as well as Jalen Petrie. And Petrie is an interesting one. McKinley is kind of that ball hawk. He's who you kind of expect to get a Thorpe Award nomination. Petrie is, to me, is the wild card. Just the way that Baylor used him. I mean, they moved him up towards the line of scrimmage a lot. Almost, and I don't even want to say the name Jamal Adams right now, considering the fact that he's going down with the injury. And a lot of you guys know that I have the kind of the Seattle Seahawks background, but that's kind of who he reminds me of, at least the way the Baylor Bears played him. They liked him up along the line of scrimmage. I believe he had 17 tackles for loss this year. I mean, my goodness, that's not what you normally expect out of a defensive back. But he also had a couple of picks. He is the big hitter that you know, you'd like a safety to be, kind of that linebacker safety hybrid. I was surprised that he was made a Jim Thorpe finalist, but there's no question that he's a football player. So that, to me, is one of the reasons why the Jim Thorpe Award, to me, this year might just be the most interesting college football award, because it's like a Baskin-Robbins pick your own flavor of what type of defensive back do you want.
And when you look at some of the guys that got snubbed, you know, some of these guys' names, you got Ahmad Gardner, you know, Sauce Gardner, you got Kyle Hamilton, you know, are those some of the guys that stand out, or is there anybody that stands out even more than some of those guys that just got snubbed and weren't able to get this award? Kyle Hamilton, I mean, that's a guy that's highly regarded as probably maybe the top defensive back in this upcoming draft, and he didn't even make this list.
Exactly, which kind of surprised me, especially as high profile as Notre Dame is. You know, we talked on a previous show and we were breaking down as an early mock draft. One of the guys I really like, Kyra Elam from Florida, another one who I thought might be able to get himself into this, you know, Thorpe Award conversation. You know, nobody hears anything about Jaquan McMillan from East Carolina, but he just led the country in interceptions this season. So, you know, I think that he should be getting a little bit more love. I was surprised that this was an opportunity to kind of give some of those so-called small schooler guys a little bit of attention, you know, and so I was a little disappointed that he didn't get a little bit more.
I was surprised by that myself, but, you know, you live, you learn, you go through the draft process, you can have your revenge. I'm sure that he will, to tell you the truth. Now let's talk about my favorite one, because this is the other trophy. This is where it gets ugly, and that's what I like about it. The finalists for the Outland Trophy, Jordan Davis, Georgia, Akeem Kwanu, North Carolina State, and then Tyler Linderbaum, Iowa, who's been acclaimed this entire season. A lot of snubs here. We'll get to those in a second, but this is what it comes down to. All three of these players will be starting for a team near you, folks, next season. I think this is maybe the closest competition for an award that we've talked about.
I think it's right there with the Thorpe Award, as we just discussed. Maybe the Biletnikoff Award also at the wide receiver position. Again, it's kind of a pick your own flavor. I mean, you got a guy in Jordan Davis who is just such a massive man, you know, 6'5", 360 pounds. I mean, he just kind of throws would-be blockers aside like nothing. Then Kwanu, I mean, to me, that would be what we all want to see, is a guy who is as physical at the point of attack on the offensive side of the ball, go up against a guy like a Jordan Jordan Davis. I mean, that is just as good as football gets, in my opinion. It's one of the reasons I had to go to Las Vegas for the East-West Shrine Game Mobile for the Senior Bowl, of course, just to see the pit. I mean, that's where it's all about, in my opinion. But then the guy who I think actually should win this, and he will win the Remington Award as the nation's best center, is Tyler Linderbaum from Iowa. I mean, just as a former – now, this was high school, gentlemen, so – but a former center myself, I just have a great appreciation for guys who are so athletic then they can make that initial block on a defensive tackle and still be able to creep up and surprise linebackers at the second level. And the way that Tyler Linderbaum has been able to do that last 3 years now running – for the Iowa Hawkeyes, to me, I think that he should be in consideration for this. But let's be real. We know how these things go. With Georgia's defense, the way that it was all year long, I really think that there was a lot of the big guys who vote for this award who gave Jordan Davis the love early on. I think that Jordan Davis probably winds up winning this award, even though if it was my vote, again, I'd be going with Linderbaum.
I'm with you. I think the guy that surprised me the most is somebody that we talked about early in the season, and it's about his versatility. I still think Kenny Green is a guard, but I'm surprised he wasn't on this list.
No, I have to agree with you. Zion Johnson from Boston College. You know, we talked before about at Alabama, you know, with Will Anderson Jr. and how he doesn't get as much attention. I mean, Fedarian Mathis, the big defensive tackle there, hasn't gotten as much attention as Alabama defensive tackles do as well. You know, so to me, those are the three of the guys who I thought were real snubs this year. I was kind of surprised with the route that the Outland Trophy went this year. In past years, they've had a little bit more versatile bunch. This year, it's a lot of power, and then the one kind of smaller, quicker guy. And so I was surprised they didn't go with the three monster guys the way that they've usually done.
Now, there's a number of other position-specific awards that are given out as well. I don't know that we're going to go through them all here as we're winding this down, but what stands out to you? It looks like Trey McBride is clearly the John Mackey Award winner for me with the tight ends. You do have the Remington Award, like you mentioned before. So is there any other little hiccups, any upsets in these awards that you might see coming?
You know, I really don't think that there's going to be an upset so much. Maybe as we talked about before, I guess if I had to pick one upset, I think David Bell, the Purdue wide receiver, I think would shock some people if he were to win it. And that would be the reason why I think that he's got a chance is just because of those two teams that he helped beat, Michigan State and Iowa. You know, again, those are top five teams when the Purdue Boilermakers took him down. And so to me, that would be my upset. But I think that we're kind of burying the lead here, gentlemen. Everybody wants to know who is going to wind up winning the Heisman Trophy. And so I think that's where we got to kind of finish our show tonight. And so to me, we all know the four finalists at this point. I'll give the Heisman Trophy, crew or everybody who's making sure, I'll give them some credit because Aiden Hutchinson was invited. But at the same time, everybody else is the quarterbacks. Kenny Pickett from Pittsburgh, as we talked about, CJ Stroud from Ohio State, Bryce Young from Alabama. I was really surprised we didn't see Kenneth Walker III get invited. The aforementioned Will Anderson, I think, also is a legitimate gripe here. But at the same time, when it's all said and done, at least in my opinion, this could wind up being a slam dunk. And I think that Bryce Young is going to be walking home with the hardware. I think this is going to be one of several trophies that he's likely to win over the next couple of days.
And I think he'll be the first Alabama quarterback to win the Heisman, which is interesting for such a prestigious program.
That's a great point. You know, I mean, we've seen the success that that Tua and Mac Jones have had here in the last couple of drafts. And to, when it comes to the NFL draft, and then obviously Jalen Hurts as well. But at the same time, it would be pretty cool to see an Alabama quarterback get the Heisman Trophy, considering how successful that program has been, as you mentioned.
Well, I'm going to take my time and enjoy when they say Aiden Hutchinson's name, just to say his name. Apparently that's all that's going to happen, but that's what we think, folks. What do you think? Who should get these awards? Leave us your comments down in the YouTube channel. If you would leave us a review over at iTunes, that always helps us. Thank you for all the time listening to us today. Thank you, Rob, for always enlightening us. You come up with more names than I can even remember. So
yeah,
I appreciate it. for Eric Crocker.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Absolutely. Every time. You can find us again next week, folks. And remember, we're going to start the mock draft Mondays next week. Make sure you tune in for that. For Eric Crocker, for Rob Rang, I'm Ryan Tracy. Thank you for listening to us today. We'll be back with you tomorrow.
Peace.